Cat, new Mavs director of netball, and I can add a fanfare here if you want.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm really, really excited for the position and really excited for the future of Mavericks.
And when you get offered that role, does it take long to decide yes?
It does, in the fact of, you know, logistics and having a young family and a husband that works and, you know, everything else. It's, you know, logistically it does. When I first spoke to Mavericks with regard to the role, you know, it's obviously something that you just want to jump at because it's an amazing opportunity. Doing something that you love and you're passionate about, you know, is just very exciting, especially in Mavericks. I just think, yes, it's an opportunity you want to jump at, but, you know, the calm side of your brain needs to take over and actually you need to think about what is best for me, my family and our life. So yeah, it was a lot of conversations and to-ins and goings from everyone, but you know, I'm really excited and can't wait for this season to start, which we've got a long time, but yeah, we'll be good.
I mean, you are a Mavs family fave. 2011, you were the assistant coach for two seasons. When you came back last season, had you noticed a change?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Mavericks is a fantastic family feel. It is, I think, over the years when Karen Atkinson and I were there, it's obviously changed. It's had a couple of head coaches or director of netballs into the position. So, you know, naturally there's going to be change. There's going to be different people. There's some similarities and some people and some players that do obviously remain. But yeah, there is some changes that each coach brings. And I think last year it was a fantastic opportunity to work with Robin, and she brought her own style into Mavericks, which is what a director of netball and a head coach does naturally. So it was fantastic to work with her for the season. And yeah, I'm just excited to have my spin on things again.
It was never really a gamble to come back to Mavs then. You knew the setup.
Absolutely, yeah. Mavericks has got a really strong, supportive network around it. And I think every franchise within England has got a great support and that side of things. But for me, Mavericks has the backbone. It has some really good people behind the scenes on the board who are really there to drive the business going forward. And they really do care about what goes on within Mavericks. You know, it's not just a business. But in the same token, it is a business that can run and that can thrive. So that for me, you know, you need to be passionate about what you do. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. Any coach knows, whether you're coaching at Super League level or whether you're coaching, you know, local league or wherever you're coaching, it's not a 9-to-5 job. So you need to be in the right environment, the right setup. And for me, definitely Mavericks is that. And I'm excited by some of the things that were created this year, but obviously I'm even more excited now I'm in the helm and can really lead things forward. Yeah, really exciting times.
What did that season at Storm teach you as a coach?
Oh, a huge amount. I think, you know, working with some really experienced players, working alongside Tamsin and having Tom, the fantastic Tom, as our team manager, it taught me a massive amount about myself, about where I want to be going and what style I want to have, about the type of person and coach I want to be. So it taught me a massive things about myself and just the way that I want to be heading. I think it also, at that time in my life, I was a bit apprehensive about going in as a head coach position, and having the supporting network around from the other coaches was fantastic. And you know, life goes in a bit of a dip, and you know, different things take priority in different years. And for me, you know, after that, family was important, and that's why it was important for me just to consolidate after Storm, just to make sure that I've got everything in place so that I can move forward with where I'm looking to go. So, yeah, I'm in a much better place now than I was back then. So, yeah, exciting what we can deliver.
Mavs, along with many other teams, are known for developing the talent. How did you see the youngsters last season?
On court.
Yeah.
That's where I saw them. I mean, they did a fantastic job. This year was a crucial year for the under-21s and for people like, you know, Summer Artman, who is still an under-21 player. I think a lot of people forget that because she's been around Super League, she is still under-21. She's obviously going out to Worlds, which is fantastic. We've got Raz again in the under-21 squad, Sophie DL, Zara. We've got Hallie that unfortunately due to injury had to pull out. So, you know, we can be proud by the players that have had the England representation. And I think all of the other players and coaches can take responsibility for their journey or parts of their journey, definitely. It's not just the fact that they were young players, were able to, you know, just be in an environment and just grow. They needed to take that leap of faith. They needed to have the, you know, internal drive and the momentum to actually want to achieve. And there's some really talented athletes out there. And, you know, we're really lucky to have them within Mavericks. And, you know, some of them will be remaining, some of them may be moving on, fortunately, due to university commitments, which, you know, is understandable. But we're really pleased to be part of their journey. And yeah, just to see them grow within Mavericks.
And part of your role as well will be working alongside the new Pathway head coach. How is that going to work? And what do you get from that?
We get our pathway. So it's really important that I've got a really strong strong connection with that person. Working within lots of different areas. There's no area now for Super League franchises. Previously, we've worked with England Netball, where your Mavericks are based in the East. We work with the East athletes. And obviously, we will continue to do so. However, we can be accessed from lots of different areas. So the person coming into that role is vital, that they're able to bring through that pathway and bring through those players through the ranks. And we've always had an under 13 development, so we start from that kind of area and then build the players up from there. So there are changes within England Netball, obviously, that are affecting everybody around the country. And I think what's going to be interesting for the franchises is how they deal with it. And we've already started looking at that and what it means for us. And we've got some exciting press releases coming out just to confirm exactly what our plans are. So, yeah, watch this space.
I couldn't get hold of you for about an hour and a half yesterday, so let's just have a quick look at some of the tweets. Tracy Neville said, "You've worked so hard for this opportunity." Lindsay Keeble said, "Awesome news for Mavs, congratulations." And Camilla said, "The vision is real, the passion is realer, smiley face, Mavs onto great things." So how are you on these kind of comments?
Oh, it's lovely to hear. It is really lovely to hear. And I think that support, I mean, working with Tracy at Netball Europe was fantastic this year for me with the under-21 squad. So, you know, we had long chats whilst we were there, you know, discussions with regard to futures, etc. So, yeah, she kind of knew some plans in the process. But, you know, it's fantastic to have Tracy's support. And I think she understands how difficult it is with regard to, you know, life commitments and everything else of just looking at the bigger picture. Obviously, Lindsay and Camilla, again, within Mavericks, have been around Mavericks a long time. So it's fantastic to have their support, being true Mavericks people, you know, coming through the ranks, etc., and working with them for such a long time. So they've both been fantastic this year, you know, Lindsay being in her role as captain, and obviously Camilla as well in her role as assistant coach. But they've been fantastic supporting networks for me. So it makes me feel very proud and very privileged to be part of it and to drive it forward.
One of your first things in the new role is that Fast Five squad. How do you see that as a competition?
I mean, who knows? The unknown, to be honest. I think it's a fantastic opportunity to showcase netball. I think Fast Five, it's not something that I've been involved with before from a coaching perspective. So I've obviously been doing a lot of research of, you know, what thoughts are, etc. I've been on the phone to Robin already with regard to her experience. You know, she coached Fast Five to the high level and international level. So I have been on the phone to her and just getting through a few tips, etc. But yeah, you know, it's be a fantastic spectator event to play in the O2, to play this real fast, dynamic game. I'm just really excited to go out there and to go out with my squad that is nearly finalised. And again, we'll be announced very shortly. The squad and the players that we've got in that team is very excited. So I'm actually just excited to see who else is going to be part of that with the other franchises and what each team looks like, etc. But yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I actually can't wait for the event. It's going to be really exciting for netball to be in that stadium for a packed out audience. It's going to be amazing.
I sense you were smiling a little bit then. So does that mean that you've got the international stars sorted?
We should see, won't we? We have to wait for the year. I don't want to give any spoilers.
Next season, then, have you started making plans? Was it too early?
It's never too early, is it? No, it's never too early. Yes, we have started making plans. Yes, there have been conversations taking place already, probably for the last 2 or 3 weeks, maybe. Now that obviously Australia and New Zealand have finished, the African leads have finished, you know, everything's coming to an end before the step up to obviously more tournaments and more New Zealand leagues, etc. So I think everybody's taken a bit of a breath. Well, Australia definitely have got in with their signings, and it's interesting to see the majority of them retaining their teams, bar a couple here and there. So we're definitely looking to do the same, as in make some announcements very shortly to confirm our squad, just so we can ensure that we are working with those athletes in preparation for the season. So yeah, definitely my husband said, is it not downtime yet? But it's definitely not. Now is ramping up time, and it is busy, and it's making sure that we have, you know, really secured that squad for next season, because it's going to be a big season. Mavericks are a performance side, and we need to be back up there, and we've got some big plans this year to make that happen. It's going to be big, and there's a lot of work to do, but it'd be a bit boring if there was nothing to do, wouldn't there?
And something that you'll obviously relish.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. You have to thrive off it. I think, you know, you put so much energy, passion, desire, hunger into it. And, you know, the players are doing that. You're asking the players to give up a lot, you know, whether that's social life, whether that's, you know, lots of different things that you're asking them to do. If you're not prepared to do the same and put 110% into it, there's no point in being in it. So we're absolutely going for it this season. And yeah, just making sure that we've got the right people in the right places to make that happen.
I mean, there was disappointment last season, so how do you build?
There was disappointment in parts. You know, a lot of people can look at the table and say, well, you know, that's not really where Mavericks wanted to be. Well, no, we didn't. We obviously didn't want to be there. Could we have finished higher? Absolutely. Did we take our opportunities in those games where we could have, you know, could have either finished over the line or we could have taken a bigger margin? Absolutely. And it is looking at those crucial times of just saying, what do we need in those situations? And is it that it is a more tactical, technical or different skill set that we needed? And just to make sure that we've got all of that kind of consolidated. So we've had our reviews, we've debriefed, you know, from a coaching panel and from a management panel, and also the players' side of things. So I think we've learned lessons from last year that we're going to take forward, and changes that we're going to make, that there's still going to be obviously similarities going forward. And, you know, it's not completely, right, we're going to scrap this squad and we're going to go to X now, X plan now, because, you know, we saw improvement from players last year that was fantastic for us. And at the end of the day, as a coach, all you want to do is get the best out of your players. And I think we did that in parts, but it's just the consistency throughout the season. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff that we can build on from last year and move forward with.
And I'm going to try the question. Have you got your eye on anyone?
I've got my eye on lots of people at the moment. There's lots of discussions. There's lots of meetings. There's lots of late night, early morning phone calls. There's lots of midday meetings. Yeah, but I mean, I'm speaking to people at the moment, definitely. I'm not going to name any names.
No, please don't. Now the director of netball is firmly attached to you. How much more work does this involve?
Well, there's a lot of planning. There's a lot of making sure that we've got the right people in place. So we've got obviously the pathway position, that's closing dates coming very shortly, and then we'll be having interviews for that one. There'll be a lot of planning, and I think over the next couple of months there'll be a lot of planning phases coming through, especially with obviously Fast Five coming through as well. So we've obviously got Commonwealth Games as well, so it's going to be a very different season, I think, to ones that we've had before. Having the Commonwealth Games in the middle will be a big difference. I think there's about 5 weeks of the season out where potentially we could be looking at overseas friendlies, etc. So yeah, it's going to feel very different, but it's definitely that planning stage to make sure that we get it right this season. We make sure that we're taking the most out of every opportunity that we're given, and we create the best opportunities that we're given as well. So it's busy. My file of fax and my phone is ringing off the hook at the moment, but yeah, it's exciting.